Aloha, much love and blessings. Welcome to the new year. Happy New Year, everyone. Very excited you are here. Such a special opportunity we have at the beginning of the year to breathe deep and to set ourselves up for the best year of our lives. So welcome, welcome, welcome to everyone. Today's call is a bit different from normal. We have, of course, our new superheroes. We'd love to hear from you. For everyone who's just joined the program, we'd love to hear from you personally about your intentions and what you'd like to experience in the next year. And of course, we have other superheroes who've been in the program for a while. We'd love to hear from you. And we also have people who are not in the program at the moment but are considering joining us all, joining the family, and we'd love to hear from them as well. So we've got a lot of people on the call today, and it's going to be a powerful call. Let's just start with a few beautiful breaths to re-experience our vision, re-experience your vision for 2016, because this is going to be a very powerful year, and it's up to us to make it powerful. The energies are there, the blessings are there, the opportunities are there, but it's up to us to make it happen. So let's just take a few beautiful breaths, just breathing nicely, deeply. Let's take three beautiful, deep breaths, really enjoying the breath. Breathing in fully, really enjoying that in-breath, and then as you exhale, just fully releasing and relaxing. Really enjoying this breath. Maybe you haven't been breathing fully today so far. This is your opportunity to breathe deeply. And as you breathe out, just dropping down, letting go. I'm just going to take a few more deep breaths as you breathing in that ease and grace. And as you breathe out, just releasing, letting go, allowing yourself to be more and more relaxed. And just connecting with the energy of the group. We have people from all over the world here on this call right now. And as we breathe, just bring into your mind and into your heart, bring into your mind and heart your intentions for this year. We have a brand new year in front of us all. What would you like to feel this year? How would you like to feel? Let's just take a moment to consider, what would you like to be experiencing in this wonderful new year ahead of us? What kind of feelings would you like to have? Do you want to feel more relaxed? Do you want to feel more joy? More magic synchronicities, more ease and grace. What would you love to feel? If anything's possible, which it is, just open your heart and mind, expand your consciousness to what's possible for you this year. How would you love to feel? What new experiences are you calling into your life this year? So in Superhero Training, we help you to get absolutely crystal clear on your intentions and your vision. And as you have that clarity and that experience, you call these things into your life. And there is a method to bring these things into real life, because what we want for you is that you actually experience practically in your real life the things that you want, your heart's true and pure desires. So welcome to the call, everyone. I want to just welcome Nick and Taylor. How are you guys doing? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, bro.
Happy New Year.
Yay. How's it going?
Wonderful. Super, super amazing. New energies coming through. Feeling great.
Yeah, really happy to have the energies of 2016. It's like a completely different reality. Hallelujah.
Yeah, totally.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Awesome. So,
how
like
you doing,
saying,
mate?
I'm doing awesome. It's just been so much ease and grace so far this year. Really excited about everything. And just really, really cherishing the blessing. So many beautiful blessings on so many levels. And just taking the time to be in gratitude, really. Yeah, feeling really, really, really solid. And excited for the next year.
Wonderful, mate.
So, let's. Would you guys have anything you'd like to share about the new year, just to kick the call off? Any special inspirations or insights or anything?
Hey, Taylor.
Yes. Well, the energy, kind of the downloads I've been getting are. This is really, we're entering into a time period where it's going to be really the best of everything for everyone for the next 3 years. You know, this is kind of a LinkedIn, every once in a while there's those little time warp opportunities, and this year seems to come with a triad of 2 other years attached in that, just a really, really potent, powerful time to finally now manifest what we've really been pushing rocks up hills in these past years that we just entered out of that era. We're really now standing at the pinnacle of clarity and creation. And by that I mean it's really all that we were setting and letting go of and processing and working our way through, and just kind of the drama and all that we've been through. I mean, it's interesting because I noticed at the start of this year it was just like this like feeling of being able to exhale, like a deep exhale. Like, I've been holding my breath since 2012, right? I don't know how long. Actually, I don't even know how long. But it's been a long time. And it's like, oh, my God. I mean, not only did I feel like I could breathe, but I had this sense that I wasn't being pressed between two, you know, like an apple and an apple press, you know? I mean, all my cells were like, kind of like, wait a minute, what's going on here? Like, we can actually just to be able to be. So I'm still kind of in that, like, discovery of what it is. I feel like I'm kind of reorienting myself with what it is to just be in the world without feeling like I'm processing, you know, mass consciousness at some degree I'm not even aware of, but it's quite intense. You know, like that expression, the weight of the world is on your shoulders. I didn't even know that was really going on until these first days of this new year, when I actually discovered I don't have that experience anymore. So for me, I'm kind of in a discovery mode of like what, and rediscovery of what it is to be a being, a whole new being, in a clear space of creation. And I'm really, really excited about that. So I haven't even really, I don't know that I can articulate all that, my senses of what lies before us accurately, because I just feel like I'm getting my footing. I feel like a little horse, you know, that's still kind of wobbly, that's just been born and kind of just figuring it all out. But very excited and blessed. I just feel blessed that we made it. You know, it's kind of like, I feel like the an Antarctic expedition where you got dog sleds and you had every possible element beaten down on you and all matters of circumstances, and you finally made it, you know, and it's springtime and you can see that you're going to survive, you know, and there's food and water and nourishment. And so I really, that's kind of, I would say, the energy I feel that we're moving into is a deep level of nourishment and renewal for ourselves. And ourselves being those of us that have really eked out this new territory and have led the way, and that would be all of us on this call. And like Michael's saying, just real gratitude and just appreciation for the evolution that we've traversed to be able to really be standing where we are now. And real excitement for these times and what lies ahead. It's, the energy is titillizing, really, for what's possible. It really seems like the golden realm.
Wonderful. Thanks for sharing. That's beautiful. So I'd like to add as well, I'm feeling all that and just superb levels of enthusiasm for like being let the chains off, like the compression. So many, it's a 2016, yeah, 6 and 1 and 2. 2016. And it's an anything can happen year this year. That's what I feel. There's so much magic in the mix. All the portals are opening up. And for those of you listening to this call that, you know, aren't familiar with superhero training and, you know, where we're coming from, well, as you get more and more into it, you're going to understand all that. But just very, very briefly, we've been living in and investing our energies into what basically is a false way of living, and everybody knows it. And some of us have been waking up to this and trying to do something about it, and understanding that the only thing we can actually do is free ourselves within it. And in order to do that, we have to access resources within ourselves, natural resources, our own spirit. And when you do that, there are a variety of obstacles that prevent that from fully occurring. And there's all kinds of psychic, psycho-emotional, spiritual, psychological, and material forces that work against that for a very good reason. Because in order to manage your own power, in order to actually be trustworthy and responsible with the actual power that we have at our disposal, we have to be extremely, let's just say, virtuous. We have to be very good people. And we have to have certain skill sets in place within ourselves, control over our own thoughts and our emotional states, that allow us to be able to manage that power effortlessly. And what I feel is the last 9 years have been an extraordinarily intense preparation for coming into power. So like Taylor was saying, this year and this I'm glad to hear this 3 years of immense potential and possibility if you are living your higher purpose in life. That means not being driven by your lower egoic desires, your ego running the show, and all of the conditioning and programming that the old world has been driving into you, and it's still having a damn good go. But the wonderful thing about our perspective on superhero training, and the reason why we call it superhero training, is because it is the hero's journey, and it's an against all odds, epic journey. And even though we're just living our little lives, just, you know, doing the best we can and with our little group of friends and family and sphere of influence in our little societies, we are dealing with cosmological and archetypal forces that are absolutely gargantuan. And we have really no idea the powers that work on us sometimes, and the pressure and the intensity. What Taylor was feeling, she can breathe out now and she's not being, you know, pressed. That pressure is coming from cosmological forces, archetypal forces, psychological forces, unconscious and subconscious aspects of our own psyche and our own soul that are there for a very, very good reason. So all is well as long as we choose, and we have to choose, to walk this entire path. And so superhero training and this call, and welcome to everyone and anyone that is new to this, is a means to walk, to birth a higher version of yourself in this world of form. In this physical material world, that means being successful in your relationships, in your own relationship with yourself, being able to manage your own psyche, which is extraordinarily powerful. And your mind, your imagination orients the power of that. Being able to live from depth within yourself, a depth of compassion and empathy, where you access deep, 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 deep feelings of connection to life rather than being overwhelmed and reacting through your emotional body, which may be extremely wounded. And from a focal point, from a sense of self, a focal point, a point of concentration, a point of focus, a point of awareness within your own self that is actually the epicenter, the center of your being. And we call that soul consciousness. And that's what we do. And we hold visions of a better future, a better version of ourselves. And no matter what, how we fall and stumble along the way, just like a child learning to walk, we pick ourselves up, love ourselves better, and keep on keeping on. And we have a little formula in superhero training that is tried and tested, and it works. And not only does it work, it gets stupendous results if you will but focus on it and practice it day after day after day after day after day until it becomes fully integrated into your way of being and just becomes very natural and very, very simple. So welcome, 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 welcome. Happy New Year. And sincerely, 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 wishing you the very, very best. And I want to underline and emphasize that you are now listening to, if you've been brought to this call and you don't know anything about us, or you've been, you know, buzzing around a little bit on the periphery of this thing, you are now being called. And everything you've ever dreamed of, everything that you feel stirring and moving inside of you in your private moments, anything that moves you where you know, wow, there's actually something more to this life than meets the eye, and I want it. This is your big chance to get it. I kid you not. So eyes and ears, keep your ears wide open here, and that inner eye wide open for the inspiration and the visions that you're going to be getting from the downloads that we're going to be sharing with you today.
Yay, absolutely. Thank you, brother. So we have a choice, all of us. There's basically two worlds superimposed on top of each other. We can either be living in the old world, the old paradigm, which is obviously falling to pieces right now. I'll just go on the news and see all the nonsense. Or we can tap into a much more blissful, beautiful, graceful place, which is what the blessings of this year are offering us. And from that place, we can stop being squeezed and crushed and start breathing and actually start enjoying being alive and experiencing the bliss and the blessings that are on offer. And the contrast between the kind of stressful, constant chaos and crisis, contrast between that and the deep, 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 deep peace is so huge. It's literally living in different worlds. And we can make that choice. And really, that's what superhero training is about, giving you new options, new choices, new ways of feeling, and new ways of living. So congratulations, and this is the beginning of the year. Might as well make that commitment to ourselves now, and then just day by day by day, increase that experience. So we would love to hear from the new superheroes. What is your intentions for superhero training and for the year? For those of you who have officially joined recently, I know not everyone can make the call today, but for those of you who are on the call, press star 2 on your keypad, star 2, and we would love to hear from you. What is your intention? What do you want to experience, and how can we support you in your journey? So press star 2. And we will unmute you. Don't be shy, because we have lots of people on the call, and we do come across this issue with people being a little bit shy. You know, this is family. We're all family here. This is like talking to your friends and family. So, you know, just be yourself. No one has raised their hand quite yet, but you can. Anyone who would love to, who isn't on superhero training, who just love to ask us a question, or wants to share your intentions for the year or whatever is going on for you, press star 2 and we'd love to hear from you as well. So we've got someone here. Let's have a look. Aloha. Who's this?
This is Brian.
Hey, Brian. How are you doing?
Hey, doing really well. I'm not quite exactly new to the training, but since no one raised their hand, I figured I'd step up.
Awesome. Well, welcome, Brian. Thank you. Right. Happy New Year.
Thank you. Happy New Year to you. And I just wanted to kind of give an update. Last time, about 2 months ago, I was on the call. My partner, I was working a lot with her, and we had a long discussion about narcolepsy and a lot of meds she was on. But I just wanted to say that it's been about 60 days that she's been completely off of all medications and doing really well, so all the advice and support and inspiration that you gave both of us really, really helped in this journey, and it's after almost 10 years of being on medications that were really detrimental to health, she's completely off of all that and doing really great, so thank you so much for the inspiration and support.
Wow, that's fantastic. Is it Willow you're talking about?
Yeah. Yes.
Wow, that's the best news ever. That's really wonderful news. Thank you so much for sharing that.
Yeah, you're welcome. And thank you for all your help too, Taylor. You really just like that, the inspiration and the kind of advice that you were giving and support really, really helped. And that's
I would say, you really helped, because I remember there was a kind of one foot in, one foot out situation, and you jumping in full on, gave her the foundation to be able to move forward without fear in that whole process. I'm sure of it. I'm just sure of it.
Mm. Yes, thank you. Thank you for, I'm there. I'm here. That's totally it. And and that's really, really great. And I'm just, I've got some really good intentions for this new year to really, just really hone in on my vision and get things moving more and more. And I kind of came to the realization I really need to rework my vision. I had seemed to overwhelm myself with a very large vision board and a lot of amazing visions, some very far in the future, some things that were more attainable and like within a few months or whatnot. But I seem to have so much that it scrambled me. And I kind of, the past month, personally doing the superhero training work and even my own personal meditation and such, I've been a bit lax and just kind of not fell off if it was in the integration period. I'm not quite sure if I'm attempting to kind of talk to myself to make myself feel better about it, but or whatnot. It's just the past month I've been kind of feeling like this really low energy and lack of inspiration. I haven't been really beating myself up about it, but there's one thing I'm going to be very vulnerable and honest here about it. I've worked with a lot of addictive patterns in myself over the years, being it from marijuana to being overly sexual to food. And like with these addiction patterns, I've noticed this same pattern cycling through all these different things. Again, being it food, being it marijuana use, many things like that. And I came to the decision many times in my life that like, I'm like, okay, weed is not the best thing ever. I have a pretty clear understanding of how it scrambles me and opens me to a lot of energies that really are not what I'm asking for. Yet these addictive patterns seem to keep coming through. Like I have a cognitive understanding of it. I can observe a lot of these things happening, but I admit in the past month I started smoking marijuana again, and like everything felt like it just kind of fell apart. I wasn't meditating. I would feel really low and lax, but these like addiction patterns would seemingly come from the subconscious and override things. And I'm just wondering what some advice might be to really work on that core issue. Like I said, for the past 10 years, I've been working with this pattern, and it just seems a cycle. Like if I stop smoking weed, then it's like, oh, I want to eat a bunch of food, or stop doing that, I want to have a bunch of sex all the time, or whatever it would be. It's just that same pattern again and again, man. And like, I'm just kind of, okay, like, how do I really nail this in the butt, so to speak? I mean, I got a lot of ideas doing a lot of the inner vision work, going through the stuff. What was it earlier in the training? I can't think of the exact name of it, but it was going in for the belief systems and the patterns and figuring out things like that. But I'm at that point right now, this crossroads again, where it's like, okay, this pattern's still here and I haven't been able to transmute it. I haven't been able to completely get it out of my life. And there might be some other people out there who could be facing the same thing, just with their own baggage, so to speak.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, so the only thing you're addicted to, mate, there's only one thing you're addicted to, and that's God. So get into it. Get into it. That's the only thing you're addicted to, man. And you're just not pointing yourself in the right direction. So get into it. Get into it. Get that. Let me take you through something right now. Can you close your eyes?
Yeah.
All right, so close your eyes and start breathing. Do you know what alternate nostril breathing is?
Yes.
Okay, so do some alternate nostril breathing right now. And while you're doing it, focus on a point of light in the center of your brain. And tell me when you can see that light. Breathe softly and gently. Everyone can do this who's listening if they want to, especially if you're stuck in any addiction stuff, which we all are in one way or another. Addicted to the world, addicted to sensuality, addicted to body consciousness, addicted to the BS. Whatever we've habitualized over the last few years, we're addicted to. Focus on that point of light, soft, gentle, deep breaths, alternate nostril breathing if you know what it is. Smile, look up within. Smile and look up within to the light above you with love and gratitude. I'm just going to say a quick prayer for you real quietly. Tell me what you're feeling and what you can see, Brian.
As soon as I tuned into that, I could like feel that light emanating right from my pineal gland and going into that place of like it's like an up moving energy that it's like as soon as that smile's there, it taps into that feeling of like happiness and contentment and like, oh wow.
So that's what you're addicted to. That's what you're addicted to. That's what the soul wants. The soul wants to be full of that. The soul wants the experience of perfect love, to be absolutely full, constantly with perfect love. And that comes from your own spirit. That comes from your own spirit, which is one with God. And so all you have to do is focus on that and feed yourself with it. Give yourself that food. And what we do is, because we're body conscious, we think with these physical bodies, and these physical bodies are full of programming and conditioning and habitualized patterns, which we're addicted to. The cells are addicted to whatever we've been feeding them emotionally, physically, and mentally. That's just the way it is. You can't help it. It's just the way it is. No matter how strong-willed you are, the simple fact is you have to take the time to switch everything over and give it a different food. And this food, the grace, the supreme grace, the light from above, the Psalm 91 right at the beginning of me and David Wolf's book, Amazing Grace, Psalm 91, he that dwells, he that lives in the secret place of the Most High, shall abide under the canopy of protection of the Almighty. That means you will live in a safe place. The angels will lift you up. Nothing bad's going to happen to you. It might happen to everyone else around you. The world might completely be annihilated, but you'll be all right. Just like in Hiroshima, when they dropped the bomb, the nuclear bomb there, the only building that was left standing was a wooden building, 7 blocks from the epicenter of the blast. And it was an abbey for Mother Mary, our Lady of Fatima. So if you live in the secret place of the Most High, and like Jesus said, if your eye is single, your whole body will be full of light. And that's what it's supposed to be full of. Your DNA is the biological internet. So whatever images you're concentrating on, that's what you're going to put into your DNA. So if you're on the internet, on the internet, on the internet, on the internet, eating, 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 smoking, 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 having sex, having sex, having sex, in the world, in the world, in the world, in the world, then your body's going to be full of that. Your DNA is going to be full of that. So your cells are going to be addicted to it. They're going to want more and more and more because the cells need feeding. So what we need to do is switch them over to the light of our own spirit. That doesn't mean stop eating. What that means is you start feeding yourself with the food that you're designed to nourish yourself with, and that is your own spiritual connection to a higher power, which we can just call God, or we can call it whatever we want, or not call it anything at all, but I'm calling it God. So you focus. First of all, you need to do alternate nostril breathing if you're traumatized and stuck in habitual patterns that bring up stress, fear, anxiety, and don't allow you to relax. If you do alternate nostril breathing, it will disengage your sympathetic nervous response, which is the gripping fight, flight, fright thing. And you will activate the parasympathetic response, which allows you to relax. In order to connect with your own spirit, you have to relax and be able to receive in love and gratitude. So number one, alternate nostril breathe. Number two, focus on a point of light in the center of your own brain. That focal point is absolutely 100% critical. Your psyche, your whole mind, your imagination, your unconscious, your subconscious, the massive, massive, massive portal into your soul and spirit is a vortex, like a whirling galaxy or a tornado. That vortex is full of all of the fractal images that you've been thinking and emotionally charging yourself about, holding in your mind, embedding in your psyche, that are not in harmony with your spirit. They can't go anywhere. They get stuck in there because you have to reharmonize them. You have to bring them into purity in order to come into your power. The only way to do that is to go into the center, the eye of the storm. Rest in the peace there. Smile, look up within, and invite that higher consciousness into you. So you invite it into you with love and gratitude. And you can call it God or you can call it the Holy Spirit. But it's not you who's asking for it. It's the real you that's trying to get into this world. And your soul and your whole being is addicted to that, bro. That's what it's addicted to. It wants that more than anything. But because you're looking out into the world through the eyes of your ego and the programming of your mind that's been impressed and reinforced by everything in the world and all your habits, you're looking outside of yourself for food and whatever form it takes. And the thing about us is, it's so agonizing for the soul not to get that food that it craves. It's so agonizing, it will do anything to change its state, to shift out of the normal waking state, because it's such an agonizing thing. It will do anything. It will eat anything, smoke anything, take any drug, do the craziest, craziest things to shift its state. So we need, you know, this is just the simple facts of life. This isn't some, you know, like way out concept that I've made up. This is just a simple scientific, spiritual, metaphysical reality of what we're dealing with. So cut the bullshit. Understand that none of that is going to feed you, ever. It's just going to create more and more and more addiction and desire and yearning for frustration because you're not getting the right food. So focus on the point. I've given you three things to do. They're so simple. Alternate nostril breathing. Focus on the point of light. Smile, look up within, breathe with love and gratitude, and take it into every cell of your body, starting with your toes. You can do it while you're looking into the sun, or you can do it while you're looking at a candle to help you get that point of light experience, and fill your whole body cell by cell. Take 2 or 3 hours to do it, if you can create that much space and time, and fill every single cell of your body with your own spirit, and you will be fine, mate. You will be fine. You'll be a superhero version of yourself.
And you know, Brian, we have a webinar replay about addictions that Nick and I did that you might want to revisit, just to, you know, reinforce these things. superherotraining.com/addiction-webinar. superherotraining/addiction-webinar. You've just got, and I put it in the Facebook group for you. But yeah, just do those things Nick said. Listen to that webinar. And just remember that all we're trying to do with any addiction is experience a higher state of consciousness. All, that's all we're trying to do is just go up. We're trying to fill the hole, this kind of ever, never-ending, like, big gaping wound of neediness. And unfortunately, none of these things give up, fill it up. They just don't fill the hole. It doesn't matter how much you eat, how much sex you have, how much drugs you take. You can't fill that thing because it's never, and it gets bigger. So we've got the method that you can use to actually fill the thing up so you honestly feel deeply contented and deeply nourished, which frankly is like when you experience that. Like this morning I was meditating. I did a really powerful hour of meditation. And the contrast between feeling profoundly, deeply peaceful, like deep, 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 still contentment, like actually feeling full and like I honestly don't need anything. It's just such a huge relief to feel fully contented, you know. And then you compare that to this whole charging around craving stuff all day long, wanting, you know, the monster is always like, it's like day and night, it's like living in a different world. So you can access that. You've got the tools and you know what to do. So we'd love to hear from you next call, Brian, about what your breakthrough has been in the next 14 days. How's about that?
Say yes to that, man. I'll definitely let you guys know how it's going and get right on to it. And thanks for reminding
me. Go for it, Brian. Like, go for it.
I already knew this is exactly what I needed to do, and thank you.
And
yeah,
then,
I want to thank you, Brian, for bringing it up and having such a – this is a perfect way to start this year because this is really – this is the energy of this year, really, for all of us to be – you know, what I said is I'm really feeling into the nourishment that this year is. And why that is because now more than ever we've got such easier access. We've always had it. I mean, this is who we are. This is where we came from. But – this year in particular, this is what there is for all of us to really become masterful in. This is the energy because it's all, like Nick's saying, it's all we're looking for anyhow. And we'll fuss around distracting ourselves by these other earthly things. But in truth, this is what, if someone's seeking anything, this is what they're seeking. And so it's really a perfect question, and I really appreciate you bringing it up. And this is a perfect example of the contribution that we can all make to each other, not only in these calls, but just in this group. This is what the superhero training is about. That you know, one person like Brian here, and look what's happened. I mean, this is just gold. It's just pure gold. And I really appreciate you having the vulnerability, just jumping in and asking the question and sharing, Brian. It's enormously contributed to all of us.
Thank you, Taylor.
Yeah, thank you, Brian, for being so, you know, honest and vulnerable. And just so you know, the end of the year, typically it kind of goes from the purest part of the year to the kind of most kind of crazy and messy. And December, you know, the Christmas time and people going overindulging and like running around crazy, tends to have like more of an addictive energy towards it. I've noticed it myself and I've seen it in other people consistently in December. And then as we move into January, it kind of purifies itself again, and we have these new opportunities. So it's not just you. It's kind of like an energetic that millions, if not billions of us are actually dealing with. So you're kind of bringing up a collective problem here. And as you change and as each one of us changes, we make it easier for everyone else, which is kind of really good news. So you're not just in it for you, everyone benefits. So thank you for doing the work and thank you for bringing it up. It's so good.
And also, Brian, to really anchor it in, and listen, everybody, how this works. Your whole being is ascending and receiving transmitter and transducer of energy. So what you receive, what you allow into you, affects your experience of who you are, what life is, what you allow into you. Also, what you send out. So what we're saying is, concentrate on allowing your spirit into you, your pure spirit, in that particular way, relaxed, love and gratitude, focusing on the point, looking up within, smiling, relaxing, breathing, and filling yourself from within, over and over and over and over. Then you have to let out the right energy, the right thoughts and the right feelings, the right attitude and the right orientation of your awareness. And so if you really want to let it land, Brian, just walk around silently blessing everyone, silently radiating compassion, silently praying and forgiveness prayers for everyone, and saying blessings and saying prayers and saying compassionate, empathetic things, and be impeccable with what comes out of you. And then that will ground it all into the world. You can't, do your little internal practices and then withhold it from the world and kind of have, you know, issues with this and issues with that, be stuck in judgment, projecting judgments and denying everyone else. Is it not seeing everyone else as these perfect divine beings, these perfect beings of love and truth that we all are? You have to radiate it out. You have to be proactive in everything that we do, because we're so habitualized in these disempowering ways of being. It's habitualized in us, and it's in our cells. It's in our genetics. And so we have to proactively, you can't be neutral. You have to do something within yourself and then radiate that out. And you literally change everything in your cellular structure. You change your DNA. You change your genetics. You change these neurological pathways that have become fixed and stuck through repetitive behavior. You change the hormonal balances in your body. Everything changes. Just that alternate nostril breathing switches your whole chemistry over to something else. You change your electromagnetic frequency and wavelength. You change your electrochemical stasis just by managing your thoughts and feelings, by orienting your awareness towards God within you and your attitude to one of compassion, blessings, ho'oponopono, forgiveness, mercy, love, goodwill, positivity, all that stuff coming out of you. And as you do that, you complete the circuit, and it really, really, really grounds in. And you will get the quote-unquote miraculous release from this thing that you've been stuck in for a long time. And we all have, in one way or another. You know, we all got it. It's not your stuff. It's the human condition. It's the state of the ego. It just goes with the with thinking you're a physical body, and that's it.
Yes, that's right. So the good news, Brian, is you're not alone. It's not your fault, but you know how to get out of this.
Yeah, I've always kind of felt that that it was like really a collective thing, like we're all kind of invested in this together. And that whole thing is, I mean, all that's right on, that having that attitude of gratitude and sending the blessings out to everybody, be it an internal mantra, saying it out loud, all those things. And it's just like, yeah, I'm feeling that kind of energy buzzing up in my head saying, all right, cool, now go do it.
yeah. So that's it, bro. And then, you know, of course, study superhero training, you know, keep going back and studying the training, because the more you fill your consciousness with that material, that energy affects you, whereas most things in life kind of pull us down. We need to keep exposing ourselves to high vibe things again and again and again and again. So keep going back and filling yourself with this information and these new consciousnesses.
Yes.
All right, brother. Well, come back in on the next call and tell us what you've been experiencing.
All right. Thank you all so much. And I love you guys. And I'll talk to you all in a couple of weeks and let you know how it's going.
Yeah, bro. Love you too.
Yes.
Yeah, it's always awesome hearing from everyone. So we've got a lot of people on the call today. I'm just going to unmute the next person here. Lydia from Greece. Hello, Lydia. Aloha.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, loud and clear.
Hi. I'm happy to be here today, even though it's a bit late in Greece, but I'm very happy to be on the call. I've just been one more time in this calls, and it's like 3 a.m. right now. Well, I have to say, for me, 2015 was a quite challenging year with many things. Like a major thing that happened, and I don't know if you guys are aware, I mean everyone in the call, but in 2015 in Greece we had capital controls and the banks closed, and since then, you know, it's been really like a terrifying zone from Europe and our own politicians about what's going to happen. So apart from all my personal challenges, this one was not so much of a physical fear of what's going to happen financially or whatever else, but mostly it was a time for me to really, let's say, connect to another frequency and not let all that heaviness take me, which did happen for some time, and it's okay. I know I'm human. And at the end, you know, I managed to shift some things within me and trying to see things differently. And this also happened to other personal issues. This year was, 2015 was a quite challenging year. But I've learned a lot, and it was a huge lesson. So my intention for 2016 is my key word that I feel I need so much is freedom. And that's in many layers and levels. One is my inner freedom from like my bossy mind sometimes, and other things like freedom from external influences. And another thing that's probably very crucial for me this year, and I'm also self-sabotaging myself in this point, is financial freedom, which is something that I've never put so much focus on my life because I never valued it as so important. I did cultivate a lot of my spiritual practices over many years and discovered so many valuable things in life that this was really, you know, just very low on my list. But this year, it's very important, not just for it being important. It's because another intention is to be able to manifest things and get things into this physical reality, because I have many ideas and many things I want to do. But again, I have some blockages that I don't allow myself to be exposed. I have this kind of fear that I've been working with. And also asking for support. So the latest thing I want to share with you that I manifested just recently and was a big exposure for me, and I just brought all my passion out, is setting up a crowdfunding, which is for my PhD research, which is basically linking architecture and geophysics and biomedicine, meaning how a location and architecture can influence our health. And this is also looking at ancient temples and doing measurements there with devices and things like that. So I still have fear with it. That's why I'm sharing it with you, because I'm trying last 10 days to really resolve that within myself and just go for it. That's kind of a thing that I'm lacking. I'm trying to support myself in that and get over my self-sabotage, which mainly comes from my mind, because within me, my inner voice is very clear, and I know this is my mission and my passion, and it's always been clear for me. But my Achilles heel here is to manifesting things into the physical reality and not being afraid of exposure and not being afraid of asking for support. And I can tell you that this training for me was incredible, because I have been working in a spiritual path for many years and doing other things, but I always was missing the link of that spiritual approach to how to bring this stuff into, let's say, more practical and physical reality. So that was exactly what I needed. And I'm so grateful that I found this course, and it's really completing this link that I'm missing. And I know I'm not there yet, but I'm sure that I will be there, you know, very soon. So I don't want to talk too much. I think that's enough for now. And I'm very happy to be here and to hear you out.
Well, thank you, Lydie. I mean, I just want to just, first of all, just, you know, acknowledge you for being so clear. I was just kind of shocked in a way at the level of just clarity of how you think about things. I really appreciate that. So just a little, you know, appreciation for you, just to realize how clear you are, how clear thinking you are. And, you know, that's a very, very big gift you have, you might not realize. So this year, how can we help you? You just need help with manifest, like, how do you bring it into life, these visions, and how do you overcome your resistance, your Achilles heel of hiding from doing what you need to do? Is that right?
Yes, that's right. So is that a question you want me to answer now?
Yeah, no, I mean...
Yeah, okay. No, yeah. No, I understand. So for example, that's a very clear example is that my crowdfunding campaign is out, but I haven't shared it. It's like I just shared it with a couple of friends, and then I have this blockage of, you know, sharing it with people, and it's like my mind sabotaging, saying, oh, you're asking for money, and I feel kind of guilty, I have to say, about it, even though I know this is a project that basically, you know, has to do with all the people on the planet. It's not just about me doing it. I'm just like a tool, you know. It just came through me. It could have come through anyone else. But I have that guilt, and I have that, you know, you bother people asking them for their help, and this is already sabotaging me, and I have this fear of exposing myself again. So I'm here, and I'm doing this. This is what I'm doing, and do you want to help me out?
So no, I understand. So you're having challenges with promoting your stuff because you think you're bothering people and you know, getting exposure and that. Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
This is extremely common. This is extremely common among spiritual people, because we like to create, we like to give, we like to give gifts, we like to share. But when it comes to, you know, receiving money and, you know, getting paid and like promotion, it seems like this scary thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So, all right. So number one thing is to is basically detach yourself from your work. Like, you have to think of who you are, because you're a spiritual being. Who you are is like outside of your body, beyond, you're beyond your body, you're beyond your work. Like, you are separate. Your work's gonna come and go, but you're gonna continue to exist forever. You know, it's like such a like,
yeah,
amazing thing when you realize this, yeah?
And yeah,
your work, anything that we're doing, if it's genuinely inspired, it's like a divine inspiration and it's coming through for the highest good for all, you know? So just come back to the fact that, you know, not, this might not be a fact right now, but just come into the consciousness that is this project the highest good for all? Is this going to create a win-win-win-win situation for other people? I'm just asking you this directly now. Is
oh,
this
yeah, that's a triple. A that's a triple yes, and I believe that with my heart and soul and spirit, it's very clear.
Yeah, so everyone wins. You win, someone else wins, someone else wins, the planet wins. Like, there's
yes,
a whole lot of winning, right? I recommend
yes,
you write that, you write down how many people are going to win. Like, actually spend pages writing who's going to win, why are they going to win, who's going to win, why are they going to win by this existing, yeah? You can understand that outside of you personally, this is a generally very beneficial, powerful thing, yeah? Like, understand,
yeah,
the project is like a life force of its own at beyond you, right?
Yes.
And then when it comes to promoting the project, right, as soon as you separate yourself from the project and you're not energetically attached to it, and you don't think, if you think your work represents you personally, then you're going to be afraid of criticism and you're going to be afraid of things not working out because you think it represents you personally, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you separate who you are from this thing, and then your job is like to promote the thing, to like allow that other thing to come to life separate from you, right? As soon as you have space, then it becomes like a much, 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 much easier for you to just send emails, get promotion, you know, just let people know about it because it's not you anymore.
Okay.
Yeah, because I mean, I think most of us have unless we have massive egos and like extremely narcissistic, we don't like to say me, 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 look at me, look at me, look at me. Like, that's not like the drive. But it's easy to say, here's this cool thing that's going to help all these people. Who wants to be involved? Yeah, it's like easy to do that. Very easy to share from that space. But it's very hard to say, look at me, look at me, look at me. You know, this represents me. Then you're immediately like your ego and your insecurities. You're like, they're on the line, and you just get stressed about it, and you won't do anything. So number one is who's this going to help? How's it going to help them? And write a lot of information so you genuinely feel the value of what you're doing. And then secondly, like in your mind, feel yourself, experience yourself as separate. This is like something different from you. You're on one side and that's on the other side. And you're, if you could say, you're like a trustee or what's another word for it? You're kind of, you've been given the task. You've been tasked to bring this to life, but it's not about you personally. It's the project you're bringing to life, yeah, for everyone else, for the highest good. How does that feel to you, the idea of doing that?
Well, it feels great. Thank you, for sharing this. The first part, I have already thought about it, and I know that it's going to benefit many people, for example, that have got sick from sleeping in a bad location, and other people that would, let's say, benefit from having, let's say, the ancient wisdom from sacred architecture from the past brought into today's architecture. And I know this is not about me, but it seems like when I go for it to share it with people, then I withdraw and I forget about it. So I need to remind myself the first part you mentioned. And writing it down is great. I truly believe in the power of writing down things. It's incredible. Whatever I've done in written form in my life, it's been just, you know, manifesting one way or another. So yeah, I really need to remind myself of that because I tend to forget when the time comes to get out and share.
The second
part is number two is perfect also because when I put myself into the position, let's say, for example, you send me something, right? And you say, oh, Lydia, I'm doing this. Can you share with your friends? I am so happy to do it. And I don't care. You know, it's not like I care if I bother my friends or whatever, because I just feel like, oh, this guy is doing an amazing thing. Let me just share. And whoever wants will, you know, go for it or not go for it. But I need to inform them because I have an important piece of information about something that is very good. And then I get very excited and I just go and share. And maybe some people will get bothered, but I don't really care. I'm just a messenger and I'm just sending, like, there is this opportunity. The thing is, I don't feel like that way with my thing, you know, even though for me it's like this is a PhD research on top of everything else. And it's not like, okay, I'm asking something personal and I'm doing this specifically and it's me.
Yeah.
Basically. It,
you know, Lydia, it's the word my that's tripping you up here. Yeah. Because like if we send you something and we say, you know, if you know anyone else who'd like this, send it across and you send an email, you're happy with that. Just, you don't have the word my attached to it. You just say it's a cool thing, you like it. All you need to do is remove the word my from your work. Because I is like an attachment, and it's not even true. Nothing belongs to us. We're all going to leave our bodies and leave everything behind. Everything we've got, everything we think we own. None of us own anything ever. We're going to leave, apart from our spiritual state. So you don't own your projects, and you don't own any of your stuff, and you don't own any money either, really. So as soon as you detach yourself from this is a my project, this is a project, or this is God's project, or this is just a service project, you can just feel very, very, very light about it. And if you can maintain that consciousness, then you can do it. And I actually physically recommend people buy, you know, like in life we have different hats. You heard that expression, like you might have like the relationship hat and then the sort of like health hat, you know, if you're a teacher, you kind of pretend to be a teacher while you're teaching and we play different roles in our life. And oftentimes when people are doing new stuff, I actually physically recommend they buy a new hat. Then you kind of put on your like promotion hat and you play.
Okay.
No, I'm serious. I'm actually
no,
serious.
It sounds great.
Hat. Yeah. Yeah. So you have your promotion hat and it represents that this isn't you, this is just you playing a game. Because life's a game, the whole thing's a game. Nothing we do is really that serious. The whole thing's a joke, really, because we're eternal souls. So you put your hat on, and you say, now I'm the promoting person. This is my job, and this is what I'm going to do for an hour, or whatever. And you have your hat on, you have a consciousness of promotion, you're promoting someone else's product. This isn't yours, this is someone else. And you just send out a bunch of emails, do your promotion, talk to people. And then when you're done, you take off your hat and you go back to doing something else. And it's kind of a fun project that you experience just for a laugh. It just makes the whole thing light. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's honestly how I feel about our work here. You know, it's like, yeah, we show up, like our heart and soul is doing these calls and creating the program. We love this, but we have to do promotion as well. And when we do promotion, it's like, you know, this is a thing. And it's just for the highest good, and whoever it's going to benefit, it's going to benefit, you know. So it makes it easy that way. So buy yourself a hat, Lydia, and everything will be resolved. And you will get your crowdfunding, and it's going to be easy.
Yeah, and I just want to also jump in, Lydia, you know, and you know, that last little piece Michael said, I think is worth underscoring, which is it's a soul. Soul, we recognize here at the Superhero Train, we're in the business of supporting other souls on their path, and you know, no one's going to twist someone's hand to get them in the superhero training. They're either answer the call and they resonate with it or they don't. And the way to look at crowdfunding, you know, the beauty of crowdfunding, really, first of all, it's a fantastic idea whose time has come, and I'm thrilled about it, and it's funded so many wonderful things. And thank God, you know, we have these arenas now where people can share what they're up to, and it gets out there and goes way beyond our just personal friends and family connections. And so, you know, the way to view fundraising is that you're casting a wide net that you might otherwise not cast. And what you can know about it is who the souls that are meant to contribute to your and are, you know, resonate and are drawn to your project will come. You know, it's like build it and they will come. You don't, it's not, you aren't bothering anyone except those that are meant to be interested. And so there, that worry doesn't really even make sense because it's like us with a superhero dream. We aren't bothering. We're casting this wide net, letting people know about the opportunity, and those who are there will answer the call. And fundraising is no different. It's exactly the same. And that's why there's so many people doing so many different things. It's like being worried about competition. You know, there is no such thing as competition because everyone might, you know, there might be four chiropractors on one block, but each individual soul is going to resonate with a different person, and then they'll go there, and the other ones won't even see those other chiropractors. And so the way to hold the energy is that you're casting a net. You're casting out your project into the world, and those souls that are meant to and drawn to resonate with it will. And it's just as simple as that. And then the other thing I just want to do, I want to acknowledge you for being where you are in the world and all that you've really traversed and gone through in this past year. And you're right, it was a very challenging year for Greece and for being a woman. And the other thing I just want to let you know is this concern about promoting yourself is not unique to you. All women, if powerful women in particular, are going to come to terms with that when the rubber meets the road about putting their work out in the world. And that's something that you've just inherited. You know, it's not that's the package that you were born into. You know, it's like black people learn to walk a certain way on the streets to protect themselves. You know, it's just so. One of the biggest contributions you can make as a woman in putting your work out into the world is to put it out proudly as a woman and to let all those other people that you know, especially women, know about it so they can be inspired by you putting yourself out in the world so that they can follow suit. Because that's what this time is about, for women to step into their power, speak up and be supported in ways that they just could never do before because the energy wasn't in support of it in the ways that it is now. And this is really the time for it. So when you come up against those places of resistance, like, oh, I don't want to bother people, oh, you know, all those little things, just recognize that, yeah, these are places you really do want to evolve, not just for yourself, but in doing so, each time you move beyond those places, you're supporting others in doing the same. And that's huge. And so I really appreciate, you know, I appreciate you doing that. I support you doing that as another woman.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you. And I look forward to this project. I want to have access to that information. I want to build buildings that are, you know, in direct correlation with sacred runes and have all that information at my disposal. So you need to get on with it. You know, we all want that information. And how dare you be concerned about these situations to keep that from the world. So you remember that, like, we're all waiting for that, and I would recommend that not only do you put your crowd funding out in whatever huge networks you have, but encourage other people to do the same. And definitely post it on the superhero Facebook site and encourage all the other superheroes to share it widely. Share it widely. And so will you do that tomorrow? I know it's late there, so maybe you can do it tomorrow.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, because I have plenty of people that I can share that with. And I actually have plenty of people that would probably want to join you in that project. I have a lot of people working on sacred geometry projects. They'd be very excited to hear about what you're doing. You know, that's the other thing you have to realize that occurs is when you cast out your mission, you also collect other souls who could be partners and align with you and contributors to what you're doing. So there's multiple things that are occurring. It's not just money, but it's also, you know, people see like, oh my God, she's doing that. I know so and so they can do such and such and such and this and that and that and that. And that's just what happens. The money is only one small aspect of crowdfunding. You know what I mean? It's getting the idea out there, and that's part of the process, but it's only a very small part of the process.
Yeah, that's very true.
Yeah, and you want to connect with all these people that are like already vibed in. You know, why reinvent the wheel? You could cast that net, your fundraising net, and all of a sudden come back with, you know, no money from 20 people, but 20 incredible contacts and individuals that want to join alliances with you. Can you put a price tag on that? No, you really can't. Money is only a very small factor of what occurs when you cast the net.
Yeah,
so
forget
about
true.
The money. Focus on the net. Focus on, you know, what you put out comes back to you. And money is just going to be one of the many ways that it's coming back.
Okay. Thank you.
And you're in a good location to do that there over there in Greece. You know, it's all about the nets over there, fishing, you know, the whole bit. You know what I'm saying.
Exactly. Yeah. We love you, Lydia. You know, just keep doing it. Get your hat. Get your net and get on with it.
and gather some fishing ships about you.
Sorry, what was that?
Gather some fishing ships, you know, get some crew.
Oh,
get your crew. Go on a go sailing.
Well, yeah, I have to say that this is something that I'm missing in my life a lot. The last few years, like an energetic family, like a tribe, like all these things. I feel quite isolated, and I feel like there are very, very few people that I can connect, that I feel that I'm in a resonant frequency. And sometimes I feel like the last few years, let's say my higher self has put me in this challenge to be able to manage and stand on my own feet no matter what. No matter if, you know, I'm alone, which I'm not alone, but you know what I mean. And
this
has
good.
Been a challenge. So this time I feel like I really want to connect with more people around
the
world.
Well,
and that excites me.
Okay.
That excites me so much. It's like one of the best things ever to connect with people.
All right, well, the way to do that is to cast your net. And in that net, not only do you ask for crowdfunding, but you also ask for, you know, any like-minded individuals with similar passions or missions, you know, to please, you know, let's join forces. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what you do. Like, ask and you shall receive. So I'm telling you, you put that out there. You just put that request on the superhero website and network alone, and you'll get a plethora of emails back with people that know such and such, working on such and such, and et cetera, et cetera. So
that would be fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, that's how,
you know,
that's how it happens. It happens
by you. Yeah, but you just gotta take the first step. Lydia, and just
yep.
start, you know, get your hat on and start doing stuff that
yeah.
gets people, that throws the net out. And, you know, just remember that the more you know, the more you think about how is this helping lots and lots of people, and you think about how you can help others, and you open your heart as how can this be of service to as many people as possible, you know, you get yourself out of the way and think, how can this bring joy to many, 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 many? Then you really feel good about it, first of all. And then secondly, you know, people resonate with that. And remember that when people have an opportunity to share their gift, it makes them happy. They get, you know, they enjoy it, yeah? Like if someone comes to you and you're good at something and you can help them, they go away smiling, you feel good, yeah?
Yeah,
you
totally.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you're giving people an opportunity to be happy and to be of service and to express themselves, which is a huge gift, you see. And so everyone's like, it's just a joyful thing for everyone.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, it's a win-win for everyone. And the only thing that's in the way of all that inflow of energy and financial support is you taking that first step. So get on with it. We want to see that posted on the Superhero website tomorrow and with grand encouragements to pass it along widely, share it widely.
Oh, that sounds lovely. Thank you so much.
Yeah, and keep us posted on the feedback and inflows. We'll be anxious to hear about it.
Yeah, and
okay.
Talk to us more, Lydia. We haven't heard from you enough, so come on the calls more often. Yeah, we miss you.
Oh, I miss you too, guys.
Yeah.
It's just that...
I know it's 3 in the morning, but, you know, we can make it work.
Yeah, I know. It's just that the last few years, because of different issues, like stress things, and I have been suffering with adrenal fatigue and other things, I've been really trying to nourish myself, not going too late, which I have kind of abused in myself the last few years, and that's the only thing. Otherwise, I would love to be in every single call. I love the energy. I really love you guys, and I'm so grateful that this opportunity came into my life, and, you know, one day I just found this training, and yeah, thank you so much for your support and help.
We love you.
You're
welcome. We love you.
We love you, Lydia. And we, you know, we might have to have a different call time or something, because there does appear to be quite a few people living in that side of the world who are up at 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning. It's kind of challenging getting any time, but it's good for everyone because it's such a big world. But and you can always ask us questions in advance as well. Send in a question and we'd be happy to answer it on the call if you can't make some of the calls.
Okay.
Yeah, and that goes for everyone, by the way, is, you know, a week ahead of time, we just send in any questions, you know, any really up until the call that you have, if you know you aren't going to make it in the call but you'd like to do the time constraints or whatever, and we'll address it on the call.
Yeah, so just to remind everyone that if you can't make it, send us a question. There's on Superhero Training, there's a very clear little box on the live calls that says submit the question. You just press the button, submit your question, and we'll see it. So feel free to do that. Lydia, look forward to hearing your results, and send us a picture of you wearing your new promotion hat.
Oh, okay.
Seriously. I'm serious. Yeah.
Okay, we'll do that.
Exactly. You might want to have a hat and a scarf even. You know how it is. So, you know, have fun, and we'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Thank you all very much. Much, much love and blessings from Greece. And I hope to see you soon all.
Yay.
Bye-bye.
Awesome. Yeah, so these, you know, the things, the questions that come up, they're often, everyone is dealing with this on some level. So this is always topical, always relevant. So we've got about 35 minutes left till this cuts off. We have lots of people with their hands up, and we have some questions on the webcast. For anyone who is not on the training right now and wants to join, feel free to ask us any questions. And if you want to talk to us about superhero training and how it helps you, all you've got to do is go to superherotraining.com/apply, A-P-P-L-Y, superherotraining.com/apply. Fill in your application and we'll talk to you. And if this is genuinely the best thing ever for you, then of course we'd love to have you in the training. So very, very easy to do. So let's see who this next person is. 0466 number. Who is it?
That'd be Chris.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you doing?
Hello. I'm good. How are you guys? Aloha.
Aloha. How can we
Aloha,
help you?
Cool. Well, it's lovely to hear you, all of your voices, and to be here just sharing with you guys. Can you hear me all right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
Perfect. Perfect. Wonderful. Well, greetings. Hello, Australia. And, thank you to Brian, the first caller, who just kind of, when I put my hand up, he put his hand up. And thanks so much for sharing all that about the addiction. And, it was beautiful, the vulnerability. And that just really helped me and kind of answered a lot of my questions. You and or Michael and Nick and Taylor, you guys all answered my questions because of Brian. Forthrightness. So thank you so much, Brian, for that and all you guys. That's beautiful. 2016. Breathing in the release out of the pressure cooker. My last year was very, very challenging as well. I just separated from my wife of 10 years and two children, out of an abusive relationship. Which has been very difficult, obviously, and went into the starvation mode of the soul, started feeding it with marijuana and sex and just letting loose. I'm a musician, and I kind of filled the rock and roll lifestyle to the brim out of the starvation in the soul. And I got sick of that. And got sick and was praying and looking for guidance and stumbled upon superhero training, which has been a great blessing so far. I've been doing the Sun Pop course for about, what's the date today? Well, for about 10 days now. And it's been wonderful and miraculous. And thank you so much for supplying that out there just for free as well, which just blew my mind. It was so wonderful because I'm so broke right now after the divorce. So thank you to Nick and Michael. Thank you guys and Taylor as well. I really appreciate that, guys.
You're welcome.
And so this year is about healing for me. And I stumbled upon the realization during a meditation of just becoming myself again, remembering who I am after 10 years of sort of being abused and trying very hard to lift my ex-partner up and be all these different things, lost who I was, in all the roles and the identities and the responsibilities that this crazy world has put into that. So the whole thing of marriage and family and the expectations. So I lost myself in that. And, I really, I've been feeling this joy of remembering who I am, remembering what, like you said, Mike, Michael, in the being the moon, that meditation and the webinar on addiction, remembering that we are the moon, that I am the moon, and that was, it's pretty awesome. So my goal this year is to remember who I am, to step fully into that and have emotional poise and mastery over my fear.
Hallelujah, brother.
Hallelujah. And
well, congratulations. Newness. I can really feel it. You've really gone through, you know, a lot. I can just sense it in your voice. And you're kind of something coming out the other side finally. What a relief. You know,
indeed.
Good Lord. And like rebuilding your life again, really, after, you know, such a long time of being in relationship and going through all these different starvation experiences. And so this is the year that you can like get fully nourished and bring back your strength again.
I feel that. I do. And the superhero training and just practice is such a key part of that, and not procrastinating. And I don't know if any of you guys have ever been procrastinators. I'm sure you've all just been completely disciplined your entire lives, but I have a huge thing about procrastinating.
No, exactly.
Oh, really? Really? No, really? Oh, sorry. There was sarcasm intended in that. Not procrastinating. Do it now. You know? And it's lovely to be part of this community, like just to hear and to listen and see, you know, hear the advice that you guys are giving to other people be the advice that my soul needs to hear just is so synchronistic and wonderful. So, yeah, awesome.
it's always like that, you know. Go ahead, Nick.
No, I was just going to say,
keep going with Sun Pop. Keep going with Sun Pop. Get through to that 21 day and then take it deeper. That's an extraordinary, if you resonate with that program, it's extraordinary and it's critical, you know, for getting hold of the mind again. Yeah. And just very briefly, our light, the light of our spirit shines through the psyche, and the psyche is kind of like a prism, that whole, vortex. It's like a prism. And it has all these different facets in it, and the repetitive behavior and the you know the karmic currents that are running through our lives, especially in these really intense karmic relationships. Yeah, you can, you know, for sure, you know, that whole pattern with your wife and you know, your children as well in there, obviously. You know, that's a classic example of a karmic relationship where something's underlying themes are being played out from previous lifetimes, and these patterns are embedded in the soul, in the prism of the soul. Like Mike was saying, we're eternal souls, and we just get stuck in these patterns. None of us can help it because it immediately happens when we become body conscious and ego conscious and identify with the physical body and the personality is who I am, rather than the spiritual being that's having the experience through that perception. So that sense of mistaken sense of identity immediately puts us into this realm where there's these archetypal patterns, which means they're embedded in there and they're there on purpose to make us feel, you know, to bring us, you know, immense pain and suffering so that we, you know, figure out the way how to let go. And in doing that, we develop the skills that we need to manage our own, you know, God-given power. We to manage our own divinity, to manage our
Amen.
Immortal creative power. Yeah, we need to be humbled to the max because we're extremely powerful, and we need to be tenderized to the max. I'm sure nobody eats steak anymore, but remember the days when you used to hammer a steak to tenderize it? Well, that's what happens to, you know, our psyches. It needs to be absolutely, basically, you know, the ego has to be annihilated. It's a monstrous thing. Underneath it all, it's a monstrous thing. And so Sun Pop, what Sun Pop does is just allows you to bridge your consciousness from this human form from the physical world, from the material world, the sense of self that lives in the world. Through deep relaxation, you go into the roots of your psyche and you meet these archetypal patterns. And we focus in Sunpop on the wounded child, the victim, the prostitute, and the saboteur, which are four archetypal patterns that were identified and have been identified over and over and over by brilliant minds that have been involved in psychology and human insanity for a long time. And so we go to that place in deep relaxation and we bring these beautiful energies that I was describing earlier to Brian, soul consciousness and compassion. And see that deeply within ourselves. Yeah, it's the self-love, the self-acceptance, and we're using Ho'oponopono, the Hawaiian flavor of compassion, which is,
yes.
I'm sorry, please, me, I love you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. So it's love, gratitude, humility, forgiveness, and it's extremely empowering that. So what you're doing is you're drenching that part of your psyche with this all healing balm, and the forgiveness cuts away, it liberates us, consciousness, our spirit, from these archetypal patterns. And it's very important that we do this, because the electrochemical and the electromagnetic junctions, this is the thing that, this is the place we have to go and we have to get into.
Yes.
And change, and our thoughts and feelings are the thing to do that. So the way they thoughts and feelings hit the chemistry of the body and the physiology of the body, it's like a junction point, and it's right in, the brain, the mind, and the DNA and genetics and the cells.
Yes.
So we're literally traveling within ourselves as a spiritual being, which is, awareness and attitude. We have with an intention and a focus on our divinity into these realms of our own physiology and our own psyche with forgiveness. And the awareness of our own divinity, which is electrochemical and electromagnetic. Okay, all thoughts are electrochemical, all feelings
are
electromagnetic. So when you go into your own psyche, riding with that electrochemical electromagnetic impulse, it pulses in there at that junction box, where your ego basically plugs into your soul. So it's the roots of your ego, and you get in deep there through deep relaxation. That's why nearly no one can stay awake when they do Sunpop. It's best to do it sitting up. Almost no one can stay awake. I get people, who are, they can't sleep. What's that word? Insomnia. And they're like, oh, my God, it's cured my insomnia, Sunpop. Yeah, or you're supposed to stay awake.
The Bible used
what
to do that
doing?
For me.
Huh?
Reading the Bible used to do that for me.
So, just keep doing it, man. Just keep doing it. And, and then you can, the visioning. So you, by doing that forgiveness thing in that junction box, you liberate your own spiritual power. And that's the power of creation. And then when you do the visualization sequence in the white room, you're using the power of that creation to, supercharge a new reality. So keep doing it and do it for 21 days and then do it again and really focus on the visualizing bit, and you'll be amazed at what you can, what you'll be able to create and manifest. But you've got to get that purity in there first, yeah, so all those negative archetypes are dismantled, and, there's a new, a much more refined version of yourself.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thanks. That's an affirmation for me. That's a beautiful analogy with the junction box and the magnetic and electrochemical. That's really good with the feelings and the thoughts. That makes a lot of sense to me. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
And I have a quick question. Just when will the next – I noticed that there's a limited time for signing up for the superhero training. So in 6 months you'll be starting another one, is that correct? Or can you join at any time? I financially I'm unable to do that. I'm waiting for the miracle to manifest. I'm manifesting the miracle right now, but When's the cutoff date?
A good strategy, Mike will tell you that in a minute, but a good strategy for while you're doing sun pop, this is what I used to do. When you walk into the Colosseum, yeah?
Yep.
And everyone's cheering and just going off for you, and the angels are radiating and blessings. Just imagine it just snowing and raining dollars.
That's funny. I got somebody threw me a ruby the other day in the Colosseum. So that's funny. So raining money.
Awesome.
Raining
money. Someone threw me a ruby. Okay. Jewels, yeah. Raining gold. Raining ruby. And the thing is, what you need to come out of there with is this feeling of complete and utter, you know, saturated in that kind of abundance in that inner realm. Yeah. Yeah. And,
yeah.
You know, it's abundance, opulence, you know, the plenty, you know, just bountiful prosperity and infinite love. And you come out of there saturated with it. Yeah. Because what you're going into the darkest place in your psyche. You're going into the place where for 10 years you've been desecrating that with negative thoughts, negative feelings, and abuse. And so the archetype of the saboteur, of the victim, of the prostitute, with the addiction patterns, of the woundedness, of the wounded child, those things will have been, you know, supercharged in there. Poverty consciousness and all that, you know, just goes with, you know, feeling miserable and low self-esteem.
Yeah.
So you have to go to the same place where all that desecration took place and freshen it up, just absolutely freshen up. And the Colosseum, you know, that's the realm that activates the spiritual warrior, obviously, the gladiatorial energy where you're going in to meet. You know, you're going in there to battle, but what you're actually meeting is your own ego in the form of a wounded child, a victim, a prostitute, and a saboteur. And the tools or the weapons that you're using is unconditional love. But you're being supported by a crowd that aren't baying for blood. They're just totally and utterly uplifting you. 144,000 people just completely and utterly uplifting you and sharing you with everything that you want, all the blessings coming from the angels. So feel and see, you know, so much abundance in that place, and just feel and see it raining money and whatever it is. And that will bring that sense of opulence deep within yourself. And that is where you need to do it. And then it can spiral out. You can bring it out through the rest of your psyche as you use the other tools in the superhero
room.
Training.
Right.
You know, primarily forgiveness and being on your blessings and giving. You know, you need to be a very giving person. If you want more in your life, give more. And if you haven't got anything, if you haven't got money to give, then give your time, give your energy,
right.
Give your goodwill, give your blessings. Go and give all the. I deal with people that are so down and broken, and you know, I constantly. You know, do have people, you know, just in absolute despair. And the first thing I tell them is to go out and find someone who's more broken and down than you and rub their backs and say positive things to them and give them a bit of love and make them feel better. And you come out of that feeling freaking awesome. And that's
yeah.
what you want. You've got to build your self-esteem one breath at a time, one little facet of a time. Understand what you are as a physical being. As a physical body, you have 50 to 100 trillion cells, depending on who you're asking, who thinks they know how many cells you have. 50 to 100 trillion cells. You think about that number. We
yeah.
can't even conceptualize what 10,000 is, let alone 50 to 100 trillion. It's more than the grains of sand. It's more than the stars. It's an astonishing amount of cells. Well, those cells are a reflection of the facets in your soul. All those facets
yeah.
in your soul are vibrating with memories and feelings and thoughts that you've invested in there through this lifetime and every other lifetime that you've expressed yourself as a spirit through with a soul in you know in whatever form. And so you have to reconfigure every cell and every facet of your psyche, of your soul, with a meticulous attention to detail. And that requires you to go into the absolute essence of yourself. This is the fastest way to do it, because you can't run around and try and clean all those individual little windows
right
at a time, but you can go to the place that cleans them all at the same time. But you have to go deep, deep, deep down within you and then bring it out into this world. And there's a huge distance between the root of where the ego is embedded into the soul and where the soul connects to the spirit and this world. That's a vast, vast realm of your psyche that spans eons. And so, you know, if we just think about this life, just this life, how many thoughts have you ever thought? How many feelings have you had?
Right.
How many negative visions have you seen? All the TV and all the crazy things. How many negative things have you said? Well, every single moment of that, every single fragment of it's in this life is embedded in your psyche as a vibration, as a feeling. So you need to clean all that. That all has to be restored to. And if you want abundance, you have to bring that first of all, seed it within you, and then bring it out by demonstrating it in the world. And there's a great saying that some people are so poor. Some people are so poor that all they have is money. Okay, so we are the richest. We're the absolute emperors of this world. So obvious, okay, because our souls are full of this abundance, and all we need to do is just radiate it out, radiate it out, radiate it out in your thoughts, words, actions, how you project onto this world, everyone you see, everything you see. And just go around, bro, and just fucking give good energy everywhere you go. And everything will self-regulate very, very quickly, I promise you. And just start where you are, exactly where you are, the world around you, the circumstances that you're in are absolutely perfect to begin.
Begin, indeed. Thank you, Nick.
Yeah, hallelujah, praise the Lord.
Yeah.
And, you know, I just want to add one thing before Michael jumps in here with all the information about the next superhero train you can be in. you know, what was your name again?
My name's Chris.
Chris, right. That's a perfect name. Now, here's just... I just have a few little things to tell you. One is... you have a phenomenal voice. Now, I know you know that because people have told you that over and over again, and you're a singer and a musician, et cetera, et cetera. But I want you to know that it's a huge gift that you have and a blessing, a blessing from on high. And so I really want to encourage you to use your voice as a blessing. Use your life as a blessing.
Well said.
And,
Thank you.
Let me just tell you that it's time for a revolution
Amen.
From on high in the music world, which
Hallelujah.
Has not occurred.
Woo,
it has
really
not occurred.
It's
and
so true.
It's about, it's past time. And I'm telling you what,
there you go, sister.
If I hear one more, you know, I broke my heart love song, you know, I'm going to vomit. So,
I can't do it.
Yeah, well, you better not do it. But I'll tell you what you do need to do is you need to turn your 10-year relationship and the gift that that is and the gift that your children are into a blessing, and you need to sing it. And you need to sing it so loud and so strong that that's all anyone can hear. Because that's what the music of the angels is about, and we're all angels, and you have the blessing of a voice that is amazing. And now it's time to use it. And you now have had the blessing of a 10-year marriage and two divine, you know, creatures, such as your children, and you need to be singing about that, such that you can revolutionize the music world to follow suit. You know what I'm talking about?
I do know exactly what you're talking about. Thank you. That's an affirmation.
Let me just tell you that, you know the song Happy?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. Well, where that came from was me. I downloaded that song to him to sing. Now, do you know any other song like that?
No, not many. Not many on the radio. Like, well, not on the radio right now, no.
That's correct. And that came from a conversation such as this.
Okay.
So
wonderful.
I'm saying this isn't just some casual chit-chat.
No,
we're not just chit-chatting here. I'm not just positive-thinking you. I'm giving you a mandate from on high. And so,
amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so
much.
Right. And Chris.
And
Chris.
I'm going to be looking forward to hearing this. You know,
all right.
And then money is really not going to be an issue because you know how much money Mr. Happy has made?
Yeah, I know. I do.
Okay, then. And
that,
the other thing I want you to know is, you know, this year was about letting go of relationships that no longer served us for where we were heading next. That's not to say that this relationship didn't serve you, because we know it did.
It did.
Because it's going to fuel your whole future from this moment forward. But I'm just saying, perfect timing. Perfect timing. Clearly you're in flow. I can't tell you how many people I supported in this past year in working through this very thing you did. Too many to count. All right, so you're not of the minority here at all. And it's all perfect timing to position you for what lies ahead. And now it's time for you to move forward with alacrity. Because if you don't move on this song, you know, someone else is going to snap it up on this call.
Done.
And hey, Chris, I'll give you a message as well from the Kogi Indians. The Kogis, nobody had even ever heard of the Kogis. Nobody even knew the Kogi Indians existed. They live on the high mountains of Colombia. Nobody even knew they existed until around 20 years ago. In the last 20 years, maybe even less than that. And they came down from the mountain because of all the climate changes and the crazy shit was starting to affect their ecosystem. They'd gone up there when the Spaniards came through with the, you know, the Spanish Inquisition and they were murdering everyone. The Roman Catholic thing was murdering everyone all the way up from South America all the way through the guts. So they went up there when they saw them coming and they never came down and nobody even knew about the Kogis. And they came down in the last, I think it's even the last 10 years and they sent one guy to an event in Bogota, Colombia that a friend of mine was doing. Called Jasmuheen. Jasmuheen's been living on light for 25 years. She doesn't eat any solid food. And she's from Australia as well. And they took Jasmuheen. They came down and said, you're coming with us. They took her up to the mountain there. And they told her, go and tell your people if they want to survive, they need to start singing their soul song. And the soul song isn't words, all right? Now, I'm not saying don't make up words to the songs that you're going to be singing. But what I am saying is feel the soul of it first by not using words, by using tonal frequencies. Angels don't talk in words. Angels don't talk in words. If we make any sounds at all, they're tonal sounds. That's why angels sing and make these wonderful angelic sounds, yeah? Human beings talk in concepts. And, you know, convey images to each other. That's a later development in, you know, in when we were falling from higher levels of consciousness, yeah? So the soul song is a blend of your sorrow, love, and joy, okay? Sorrow, love, and joy. So you make a sound that starts off where you get in touch with that sorrow and you let your soul sing its sorrow. You grieve that sorrow, make that tone and allow your sorrow to release through a tonal frequency, through a vowel sound. but just one single tone, a tonal frequency, and you just let your soul sing its song of sorrow, and then its song of love, and then its song of joy, yeah? And what you'll do is you'll do that a few times, and you'll find that your soul sound then is the sorrow, love, and joy. And that's what you want to be focusing on. Focus on that and do it a bunch and get that soul song activated within you, making
okay.
that sound. And then all the words will come, and you'll be able to sing them, but you'll be able to sing with the soul, with this proper soul song.
I understand. That's... I'm giggling over here because you guys have answered all the questions I've asked during watching the videos and things like that. You guys have all just ticked all the boxes on my notepad here. So before I even raise them, so you're beautiful, mm-hmm. all of you. Thank you so much.
Well, send
yeah,
us
thank
your
song,
you.
Brother. Hallelujah.
That's what you're welcome. We just, all we ask of you is send, do your music and let us hear it. Share.
I will.
Ah, yes, and, you know, when it comes to, Woo! You know, superhero training, joining superhero training, I completely believe in you and the grace of life just giving you tons of abundance, and it's about time, and if you do the things we shared with you, lots of magical, miracle, strange, wonderful occurrences are going to happen, and you'll just jump on the superhero train in perfect timing, so I wouldn't worry about
yeah.
it, just focus on
yeah.
doing the things that we've shared and just watch the magic happen.
Thank you.
Are you in, where are you in Australia, Chris?
I'm in Brisbane on the East Coast.
All right. Yeah, I know.
Just,
all right. Mate.
Yeah.
Well, just keep in touch. Keep in touch. And if you need any support, there's my website, nickgoodpd.com. There's tons of stuff on there until you can afford the training. But it's going to be coming. And the same with everyone. Everyone that's, they're struggling in any way financially or you start living a real life, start feeling abundant within yourself, and that is the only one way to do that, and that is to connect with that almighty abundance within you. There's a cascade, a gigantic waterfall pouring down from above. It says in the Bible that in the last days God will pour his spirit out. And it is being poured out now. It is being poured out now massively. So you've got to find that place within yourself that connects with that within and above you and bring it in and feel it in every one of your cells and walk around feeling that. And it comes, you don't need anything apart from your own focus and your own attitude of love and gratitude towards it and humility. And we haven't been humbled by now. We're gonna be. So just bring it into yourselves and just start walking around and giving whatever you can to as many people as you can, and the animals and the birds and the trees and everything, and it will all happen. And just live your highest destiny. Go for your dreams, not your crazy ego bullshit. Go for the thing
right.
that you're here to do in this world.
Amen. Amen.
So Mike,
can I get
Mike,
a hello there?
Woo. Mike's going to tell us about when the training's open, yeah?
Training's open now, bro, so just get on with your mission and watch the wonders. Basically, you can pull it off. So we've seen the amount of people we've seen over the years is like, oh, I can't afford training, I haven't got any money, blah, blah, blah. And then they just do the work. And all of a sudden, strange things happen, and all this money appears, and then this job done.
Yeah.
I'm serious. It happened over and over and over and over and over again. Oh, I haven't got any money, and next minute, I've got loads of money. It's like, what the hell happened now? I don't know, even know what they do exactly, but something happened. So, I've seen it, hundreds of times before, so I have no reason to think that you can't pull it off as well.
Amen. Thank you.
My phone's going to die, so I'm just going to say love and bless everybody, and I'm out of here.
Howdy.
Hi, brother. Awesome.
Thank you so much, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chris. Sing us a song for, come back and sing us a song.
I will.
Right? And
I will.
When you, like Taylor was saying, when you sing your songs, That's your blessing. That's your gift. Yeah. So just keep sharing from the heart, and that's gonna come back to you. You know, it has to. And it's not that you're doing it to get something. It's because that's your mission. That's your dharma. That's why you've been given the gift.
Okay.
So just get on with that.
I'll get on with it.
Thank you, man. Get on with it. And it'll take your mind off of all this other stuff. Yeah. When you're singing, when you're in the zone, you can connect and you can just be in that experience. Just keep doing it so that it nourishes you. Keep breathing. Keep practicing the practices. We've got so much, tons of pretty good stuff you can be enjoying anyway. And just be open. Just be open.
Yeah, and we also have tons of superheroes out there in your part of the world, so plenty of support for you once you jump in the program.
Dive, you know, bombs away, guys. Thank you so much. Awesome. Just what I needed. Of course.
Yeah, bro. Keep it up and send us some tunes, all right?
I will. I'll post it. I'll post you guys some of my tunes, and I'll write some
good
new ones.
Good. Fantastic. We're looking forward.
Awesome.
All right. Wonderful. Well. Eshin, brother Eshin, he just submitted a question, and he's a musician. I hope you're playing full attention there, Eshin, for your wonderful musical inspiration. Same thing applies to you, by the way, and everything you just shared. We have time for maybe one more question, if someone wants to just share real quick, and then this thing is going to cut off. We have someone from Long Beach, New Jersey. Who's this? 73299 number. Hello. Well, that doesn't seem to be working. If anyone else would love to ask us a question real quick, feel free. If you are inspired to get on the program and get all the stuff we have to share, then just go to superherotraining.com/apply, and then you just fill in your application so we can understand more about you, and then we'll talk to you personally. Make sure that this is exactly what you need, and if it is, there's different payment options, etc., and then you can get on the program. Could even be started tomorrow if you wanted to, so it's as simple as that. All right, Martin from Austria.
Hello.
Aloha. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, can you hear me?
I can. How are you doing? Oh, it must be middle of the night where you are.
Yeah, it's quite 3 a.m. yeah, I just wanted to say hello. It's awesome. It's my first live call, and I just wanted to say thank you to everybody who called and to you guys for this information. And it's really synchronistic because I'm a little bit struggling right now, but I want to recommit myself with this call.
Yeah, well, this is the best time of year to just put a, you know, past is past, whatever happened before, the job is done. It's taken us to where we are. Now this is like newness, fresh. Mm-hmm. So what's your intention this year, Martin? What's going to be new and different?
I'm really inspired by giving, so what you already said. I'm really nervous now because I didn't think that I was getting online. So my intentions for this year are to put myself out there and to give, and yeah, in different ways. I'm not really a musician, but I also like to play guitar and I used to play bass in a band some time ago, and I think I'm rediscovering also my voice as and with this soul song, and it's really beautiful. I had some really beautiful moments when I was singing and playing guitar too. Yeah. And I also am a yoga teacher, but I'm still quite at the beginning. And yeah, so that's what I want to do, to give in different forms. And yeah.
Well, that's beautiful. And, you know, the world needs you to give. You know, there's plenty of people who need your gifts. And, you know, all musicians start off playing a guitar or playing the piano or singing, you know. So, you know, if that's calling to you, then just keep doing it, keep doing it, keep doing it.
Mm-hmm.
It brings you joy, you know, and then be willing to, you know, share your music with
yeah.
others.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And, you know, I wouldn't consider myself a musician. At one point, I thought I was going to be a full-time musician when I was younger. And, you know, I had various bands that I created and stuff. And people used to like my music. I didn't like performing. I always thought I was kind of scared to do it. But then when I did it, I got into it. It was fun. I actually realized that I actually genuinely enjoyed it. People were always coming after me, like, wanting to get lyrics. Can I write them down and all this sort of thing? And,
okay.
you know, it's, you know, there's people just love to receive and they love to give. And so just basically might as well make a commitment to yourself to just give a little bit every day and just keep doing it. Small things add up. Yeah. So I think one of the big messages for everyone can take away is whatever you need to do, do it now. And start doing things consistently so that you build confidence and you build new habits.
Yeah.
Because if you just keep doing a little thing again and again and again and again, 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, 6 months, 1 year later, you become master. Yeah. You become absolute expert after a couple of years, but it only takes a little bit again and again and again and again and again. So,
yeah.
Great, brother. Keep it up.
That sounds great. Thank you. I will do it. We will
You're
do
welcome.
It.
Yeah. Good. And, you know, if we can help you in any way, if you want to join CBO training, you know where to go, and we'd be happy to talk more about whatever it is that we can do to help you in this next year.
Yeah. I'm already on in the training.
You are on the training? How come you haven't
yeah.
been on the calls then?
No, I haven't been on the call. I
ah,
have on a lot of calls, but I haven't been talking on the calls. Yeah.
Well, Martin.
Well, that's good. That's a good way to start off 2016 right there.
Yeah, I thought about
look
it.
Look out. Well, this is alarming. I didn't even know you were on the training. See, it's funny when people never say anything. It's like you don't know they're there.
Yeah. On Facebook,
well, thank
on,
you.
My name is
thank you
Madini.
For being
yeah.
on the call now. And,
mm-hmm.
I'm on the call next week, and you know, keep. Now that we've broken the ice, and you don't need to feel kind of unsure about yourself. We're all friends now, so you can just you know, even though it's middle of the night. I mean, but you know, once in a while, I think it's probably gonna be good for you. So try and come on the calls every couple of weeks. Yeah, keep us posted. And, let us know how we can help you as this
thank
year
you.
Goes past. Congratulations.
Nice. Yeah, thank
yeah.
you very much.
Yeah, we're here for you, so just make use of this, yeah? Otherwise,
you know,
we're here, so come on the
yeah. I recognize myself that somehow I hold myself back to call. But now I did it, and I will do it again.
Good.
And
good. Yeah, and even if you don't want to share anything, you can just listen, but it's still good to come on calls anyway. But we'd love to hear from you, so do talk to us. That would be much better.
Okay, then I say thank you very much, and have a wonderful day.
Thank you, and get some rest.
Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you, Martin. Yeah, it's for all of you who've been haven't been who are listening on the recording, because we put these recordings out and you haven't been on the calls, get on the calls. We miss you. So, Taylor, last thoughts?
Yeah, just thanks to everyone who from near and far who contributed to the call. This is what makes these calls the calls, and we will look at maybe having ones in various to accommodate various different time zones in the new year for sure. But I just encourage everyone to really be looking at creating their best year ever, and send us your questions if you can't be on the call meanwhile, and use the Facebook site for support. And if you're new to the train and want to find out more, certainly email us and get your questions answered. That's what we're here to do, and be of support.
Absolutely. Thank you. And Eshin, Brother Eshin, he sent a question. I just noticed it. Basically, he's asking about how can you discern what books and stuff you should study, because there's so many different things, hundreds and hundreds of spiritual books, and how can you tell which is going to be good for you? I just want to just answer this real quick. Basically, the main thing is to practice, find something that you resonate with and practice until you get good at it, because knowledge is basically meaningless unless it touches us, until it goes in. So rather than worrying about how many books to read and all the rest of it, you've probably got enough on superhero training already for you to study for a good, like, 4 or 5 months. Find the things that resonate with you and touch you in some way, and go deep into them until they're meaningful to you, yeah? I mean, I've been practicing, like, being soul conscious for 18, 19 years, so I'm still fascinated by the wonders of this, just basic experiences, because you can go deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper. So, yeah, even though this isn't probably what you wanted to hear, but I'm just giving you a new perspective. Go deep rather than wide, essentially. That's where the power is. And you'll be all right. And I want to add on top of that, there is tons and tons of nonsense around, so you do have to be a bit wary about anything you read, because there's a lot of weird information about. But the essence is always the same. So, hope that's helpful. And study the program, because you've got that for now. I wouldn't worry about reading too many books, because you already have a massive amount to study already. So, thank you, Taylor, so much. It's always a joy to have Taylor on the call with her very interesting, unique insights and so much experience. So thank you, Taylor. And
always a privilege.
Yeah, it's such a joy to come on these calls. I always feel inspired myself being on the call. It's just really good vibes for everyone. And thank you, everyone else who made it to the call. For those of you who are already superheroes, please come on the calls more often. And for those of you who are thinking about it, you know what to do. Just go and apply, and we'd love to talk to you. If it's resonant, if it feels good, if you want this support in your life, then go for it. We're here for you. So let's make the most of this year. 2016 is going to be a powerful year. So keep your intentions strong. Keep taking the support. Keep getting what you need. And slowly but surely, step by step, just receive, 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 and give your gifts, give your gifts, give your gifts. And keep breathing, and we'll be talking to you very, very soon. Love you guys. Talk to you very soon. Aloha. See you, Taylor.